NBC News, Maybe Capitol Riots Taught Congress How School Shootings Feel. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 8, 2021. In the wake of Wednesday's Capitol riots, NBC News ran a column suggesting many people hope that the riotous onslaught taught Congress how school shootings feel. NBC News pulled together various tweets. One in which an individual wrote, "Now senators know what it's like for kids who experience school shootings." Another Twitter user, Boise School District Trustee, expressed hope that lawmakers remember the fear they felt today as they cowered under their desks and locked themselves in their offices when the next school shooting occurs. Dr. Abby Gutenberg-Euclis, aunt of Parkland shooting victim Jamie Gutenberg, wrote, "Seeing fearful members of Congress barricaded in their offices is reminiscent of what happens during a school shooting. I hope they remember the terror they felt next time they have a chance to support gun safety." One TikTok user wrote, "Dear Congress, just lock the door, turn off the lights, and huddle in the corner. I don't know, maybe they will just move on to the next room. Sincerely, the K-12 American student body." The Capitol was protected by numerous police officers and other law enforcement personnel when the riots occurred, yet barricades were crossed, windows shattered, and walls scaled. On Thursday, one day after the riots, United States Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund resigned in response to the outcry over how security was handled. Fox 5 DC reported that one protester was shot and killed by Capitol Police officer during the riots. Breitbart News noted the woman was a 14-year Air Force veteran named Ashley Babbitt. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, emerged from the riots contending that the riots showed the importance of individual reps being able to be armed to defend themselves. He tweeted, "The next member who argues congressmen shouldn't be allowed to carry firearms at work needs to be left out of the Capitol." Massey added, "Several of us were glad to be armed while barricaded for hours in our offices with our staff." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.